When the Baptist declared God is able of these stones to raise children to Abraham, he rebuked the conceit in those Jews that looked down upon those not descended from the patriarchs. Paul also taught that when Abraham believed God's promise, it was accounted to him for righteousness, and so they which are of faith are the children of Abraham. So when the apostle spoke of the Israel of God, he did not boast in the flesh, but rather spoke of those tribes, peoples, and nations who descend from Abraham's faith. And the Spirit of God, foreseeing pagan nations would one day be justified by faith, prophesied, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." For it is written, when the Most High separated the sons of Adam, he set the inheritance and boundaries of the nations according to the number of the sons of Israel. And Jeremiah 2 revealed in Israel born not of the flesh, but whoever reside in the ordinances of the sun, the moon, and the stars, which lights God commanded to exist. And for this cause Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. So the proselytes of Judaism that occupy Palestine today are not the tribes of either Abraham's flesh or faith, as Abraham's faith manifests in the promised son. And while half of Christianity await the rapture, the other half look for Jesus' return to earth. However, should you turn to the witness of the Lord's prophets and seek the testimony of his apostles, then the Spirit of God and his word shall reveal to you the Israel of God. Moreover, the faith of Jesus in them shall become in you. Therefore, let us, like Abraham, seek a city whose foundations God has built, and like Paul, seek Jerusalem above, which tabernacle of God in the book of Revelation descends upon a new heaven and a new earth, and so makes void the religious kingdoms men have established upon this earth. For on the foundation stones of this city are the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Living stones fit perfectly into the cornerstone of Jesus' faith. And upon them the walls of Jesus' pure gospel. And in these walls 12 gates. And in these gates 12 angels. And in them the names of the 12 tribes. And all of these things begun in the natural, when four mothers gave birth to the sons of Jacob, which carnal seed become the Israel men seek. But later Jesus descended from heaven in the flesh and preached the kingdom of God and declared the name of the Father, then ascended back from where he had come. And from Jesus' word bred four gospels. And of Jesus' 12 disciples, 11 apostles were sent to the tribes of Jacob's flesh, scattered in the nations of their captivity. And while those apostles cast lots to replace Judas, Jesus chose Paul and said of him, "For he is a chosen vessel to me to bear my name before the nations and kings and the children of Israel." And of this dividing of Jesus' testimony to an ancient Israel, and of an Israel to come from those nations blessed in Abraham's faith, the prophet Zechariah foretold. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the eastern sea, and half of them towards the western sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. Amen. In conclusion, as the angels of the gates are embedded in the walls of New Jerusalem, so the inheritance and boundaries of an Israel born of God are bound in the spirit of prophecy that is the testimony of Jesus Christ. As I have shared, beasts and angels in Scripture are portions of Jesus' testimony, powers ordained by God. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus' gospel of the kingdom. In the blood of the Lamb, the remission of sin. In the dragon, the accusation and cursing in the law. So it is in the angels of the gates of New Jerusalem we shall find Jesus Israel, whose Christ separated Adam's sons, gave promise to Abraham, delivered the tribe from Egypt, and gave them water from the rock, which Father by lot gave them an inheritance in Canaan, and then in his wrath removed Israel and Judah from the land and cast them to the four winds. Which promised son came in the flesh, and taking upon himself their curse, redeemed Jesus Israel to himself. Paul says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the nations through Jesus Christ, that we might all receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And as he did with Abraham, Jesus gave forth his Spirit of promise to those who would believe upon his name. Neither Jew nor Gentile, but peoples, nations, and tongues, who believe, like the chief apostle Peter, that Jesus is both Lord and Christ. We come now to the gates of Jesus' testimony, whose angels call to an Israel gathered from the four winds. And in the next sharing, we shall begin to look at the spirit of prophecy bound in them by God Almighty. May the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the everlasting Lord, that dwelt before the earth was formed, before the light existed, may he break this promise of the spirit of his prophecy and the love of his truth and the seed of his life. May he break it and bless it in your soul, that you might bring forth the everlasting name and the everlasting prophecies that abide in the Israel of God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.